Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 133 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi.
Welcome
back.
Good to see you again. Here, cheers. That wasn't a wine glass.
That was loud.
Well, how have you been since Punta Cana?
Good.
We had, you know, that I got a lot, but I had several comments about that podcast and how funny it was and how much people enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad. Listening to it afterwards, you're like, oh my God.
Did you listen? Did you listen to it too? And it was truly funny because especially with Liz and Clara, you could totally hear them getting drunker as the podcast went on.
Since I was there, I could envision it all over again.
That was so funny. I even had someone, a guy Tim does business with, that said he just turned it on, like turned the TV off and everything, and just listened to the whole thing from beginning to end and thought it was hilarious.
I downloaded it, and Jeff and I listened to it on the airplane on the way home.
Oh, did
Jeff
you?
Was like, oh my God. He's like, you guys are getting a little tipsy.
But what was, well, I guess we were drinking champagne during the whole thing.
Well, that's because you had three spare bottles.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm special that way. I had leaks in my room, so that's the very least I could do.
That's right.
And also, what did you think about Love is Blind being, I know you don't watch it, but being at our hotel.
That was really super cool because I love looking at things on TV, watching things on TV that places you've been before.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you texted me and told me that and I pulled it up, I was like, nope, that's really actually it.
Which is beneficial about Love is Blind, because since it's on Netflix, you could just pull up the episode I was talking about and go watch it.
And just go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't pull you in though and you just kept watching it. You didn't do that. I just thought it was the coolest thing, though.
Well, I'm not been watching anything right now.
That's the second time. I think I told you this when we were in Punta. No, I didn't tell you that when we were in Punta Cana. But when we were in Bora Bora, we were at one of the resorts we were at, and they didn't have anything English speaking on TV except the one channel. And it was, when we first turned it on, it was Couples Retreat. And I was like, oh, this is a funny movie. And, you know, so we watched the whole thing, and then we went to bed. Then the next morning I woke up and I turned it on again. Couples Retreat was on again. And I thought it was the
only English thing there.
I thought it was like the, like, you know, how sometimes on whatever HBO, they'll re-show a movie in the morning. So I thought that was again, came back later that evening. It was Couples Retreat again. And I was like, so then I got to like watching it, like, cause I was always catching the end of the movie. So I was catching the beginning of the movie and I was watching it. And when they pulled up, like they pulled up to a boat to their tropical paradise where they went. And I was like, that looks like here. Well, it turns out it was like, that was filmed at the place we were at. So they had it literally on loop 24/7. They were playing Couples Retreat 24/7 because it was filmed there, I guess. And we thought that was the funniest thing because it was like,
workers every day would be like,
oh my God, yeah, we've seen this movie before. So anyway, it was pretty funny though.
That's cool. Well, we were on our honeymoon, we were on a cruise, and it was playing The Wedding Singer on loop.
Oh.
You can't hardly watch that movie one time, much less every day, all day long for 7 days.
Why was there a reason it was on loop?
I have no idea.
Like they weren't on that cruise.
No.
I
don't know why, but it's not a good movie. It wasn't then, and it's not now either.
That's Drew Barrymore, right? She and Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. I don't remember who the other one was. Maybe it was Drew Barrymore.
I feel like it's Drew Barrymore, but I haven't seen it in so many years.
But no, isn't that 50 First Dates?
I think they're both. Let me Google it.
Amazing what technology can tell you right now when you need to know.
Who is in...
And I liked 50 First Dates. I've seen that quite a few times.
No, I like that one too. And yeah, Drew Barrymore. Christine Taylor.
Oh,
Well, there's the people, but I'm not a big Adam Sandler. I don't know. It depends on the movie.
Yeah, it really does.
Like, I hate when he, like, I hate Waterboy. Can't stand Waterboy. I just
kinda like it.
Really? Like that.
I like his girlfriend.
I can't stand him when he acts like real goofy and weird. And also,
it's kind of like that with Jim Carrey. Sometimes you don't want to take so much.
But I love Adam Sandler in, I think he's good in Grown Ups. I think he's funny in that. And I think he's, what is the other one? Oh, I love the one with, is it called Big Daddy?
With a little
boy. That's cute. I like him in that. But it just depends. Have you ever seen Click?
Yes.
That's good too.
I don't remember what it was about though.
It's like he is a real uninvolved dad, and his kids, like his wife wants to divorce him and his kids hate him and all this stuff. And then
sounds fantastic.
It will. And then, I mean, that's the very beginning, but then something happens with his, I don't remember really. Something happens with his remote control. And then like there was a storm. I might be totally off base on this, but I remember it's called Click because he can click like his remote and it takes him to like places in the future. Like if he would have lived his life like this, this would have happened. And if he would have lived his life like this, this would have happened. And
okay. Well, maybe I've never seen the whole thing.
It's good. Like it has a really good meaning and a good ending. And it's like kind of a tearjerker at the end. And I don't know. I like that one too. So you have to put that on your watch list.
I have to put that on my watch list because there's not a lot of good things out there these days, I don't think. Unless they're older movies.
What are you currently watching on Netflix? Or
what's
the last thing you watched on Netflix?
Well, right now on regular TV, we're watching Tracker.
You know, that's with what's his name, who is so hot.
Yes.
That
was on the
This Is Us.
This Is Us, yeah. Yes.
And he also used to be on Young the Restless. He was Adam Young the Restless, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a pretty good show. I mean, it's so unpredictable.
It is.
And it ticks you off because it's only once a week. Actually, it's two times a week because it's on Sunday and Thursday.
Oh, really?
But it's Thursday night is what was on Sunday, I think.
Oh, so it repeats itself.
Yeah. But, you know, it's regular TV.
Yeah.
So now you have to, like, watch it later so you can go through the 40 minutes of commercials.
Like The Bachelor?
Right.
Yeah.
To watch the actual, like, 20, 25 minutes of the show.
What's the premise of it? I don't even know.
Well, he is he tracks people that are like lost or that have ran away or they get kidnapped or something like that.
Like do people
he calls himself,
do people hire him?
Yes. People hire him and then he's all over. So far he's been in like Oregon, maybe Idaho, Montana, somewhere like that.
You know what? I did start watching it. Did the very first, maybe I didn't see the very first show.
It's like the week after Super Bowl.
Didn't he, it started where he rescued a girl from some, like she was hiking or something and a rock fell on her leg.
Yeah, I think so.
Was that, I've started watching
it. That was 3 episodes ago, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think so.
I mean, it looked, I just like to look at him, so.
Yeah, he's good looking in that show too.
But it's like, so he could track some and he finds them and you follow his like
he calls
trying
himself,
to find them and yes. Then he finds them.
He just magically finds them.
Yeah.
You know, within 40 minutes. He calls himself, I remembered what it was and then I forgot whenever you were talking and then I starts with an R. I don't know. Where anyway, he gets money for whatever he does. And then whenever he says what he's called, and I can't remember, they say, that sounds totally made up. And I agree. Oh.
But he doesn't like work for like the cops or anything. He's like his own.
So whenever he was growing up, he like lived totally off the grid somewhere deep in the woods. And I think his dad had a regular job and something happened with his job. And so then they moved away and into this cabin in the woods that didn't really have any kind of outside like reception or anything, no phone and no internet and nothing like that. And his dad taught both of his kids how to pretty much live off the land and defend themselves. And,
gotcha.
You know, do all that stuff.
So he learned those skills.
Yes, he learned those skills.
I gotcha. Okay.
But his dad was kind of like a little crazy.
Oh.
You know, kind of like Alaska.
I see.
And you living out there by yourself and stuff.
I don't have time to watch another show, though. I feel like I watched way too many reality shows, but I love them.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't even watch the Survivor on Wednesdays now.
So you should watch, do you get Peacock by any chance?
No, but I heard Yellowstone is on again.
It's not.
It says it is. It says this new season is streaming on Peacock.
Well, that's wrong. It is not. It doesn't come out until... No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
On Sundays, we were watching all of the old Yellowstones.
They've been having Yellowstone marathons so much. Wait, did Yellowstone start again? Did Yellowstone start up again? Yellowstone, so it was supposed to premiere on November 2024, but Yellowstone Season 5, Part 2 will premiere in November 2024. Variety reported on November 2nd. This means Season 5 will now be returning a year later than it was originally expected. No, that's not it.
Well,
I really don't
TV,
think it was.
They're misadvertising it.
I think
because
that,
it says the new season is on Peacock now. Streaming live.
Well, it probably means a new season like Season 5, like the first part.
Oh, good heavens.
Because it's never been on Peacock. Okay. And it was always on Paramount Plus. Uh-huh. That's probably what they're trying to say is like, oh, now you can watch it on Peacock.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Watch it on Channel 12 on.
Well, anyway, that's so frustrating, that whole Yellowstone thing, because this has almost been 2 years now since we've seen. Well, it will be 2 years since we saw the first part of of Season 5.
Yeah. So it's almost just.
I mean, no, everyone's going to forget what. That's probably why they continually show marathons so that you keep it in your head. Anyway, that drives me nuts. But have you watched Suits on?
Yeah, we watched it quite a while ago.
Did you?
And we never actually finished it though.
Well, there's 8 seasons and we're in about the middle or 3/4 of the way through episode. God damn it, Season 7. And we've been slowing down with watching it lately. But William told me they finished it like just this week, he and Shay. And so I have to finish it because he said the ending is pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to go back and start from like probably Season 3. I think we watched up to like Season 4.
I think seasons
have to rewatch some of that stuff.
Season 7 is where Meghan Markle, like in real life, started dating Prince Harry. So from the way I understand it, she like has to quit the show just because her life is completely chaotic now. So I am super curious and I've not seen any spoilers about this. Nobody's told me how they remove her from the show. Does she just leave him? Does she get killed? Does she get a job somewhere else? Like, I'm so curious to find out how they get her off the show.
I could see that. We are watching. Not really watching. Well, Seth is watching it, so we're watching it with him. But it's very predictable. My Life with the Walter Boys.
Oh yeah,
it's cute.
And Donna from Suits is in that.
Yes, she
right?
is.
Right? Yeah,
she's the mom.
Allie's watching that too. She likes that.
It's a good show, but it's very predictable. I mean, of course, what's going to happen if you move into a household of like somehow they're all brothers.
They're all going to fall in
love
with her.
There are 7 boys that are all in high school that are all brothers. It seems a little odd. Yeah. And only one of them is twins with the other one. Apparently they're twins. I'm not sure. But yeah, no, they're like 2 or 3 of them are all in love with this girl, of course. So, you know.
What I meant to say was on Peacock is the show called Traitors. Have you heard anyone talk about mm-hmm. it? It's like it's a reality show, but it's a competition. It reminds me a little bit of actually probably more like Big Brother. So it's like a strategy show, but they bring back, they're all reality, ex-reality stars. And from all like that, there's a guy from The Bachelor. There's several from like Real Housewives shows, but there was 2 from Survivor. There's this show called The Challenge, which I don't really know anything about it, but there's a couple from that. Anyway, it's Sandra. So you watch Survivor.
Mm-hmm,
she was won twice.
Yes,
is that right?
She did win twice.
So she's in it. And then there was another Survivor person. I can't remember who it was, but that was in it. But she's still in it. It's really good. So if you ever get Peacock, I highly recommend it.
Watch that.
Yeah.
Now we have continually with Netflix, a competition on who gets to watch Netflix because they've really kind of stricken, you know, gotten a little bit tighter with their viewing audience, I guess. So if we're watching it and then Katie in Springfield wants to watch it, she says, I need the password. Well, then we can't all have it.
We had to eliminate Allie from our account because she, couldn't watch it anymore because she's somewhere else.
Yeah, that's kind of how.
So now that
our home TV always moves, you know, like we either move from Lumberg to Springfield.
So how I thought though that the way they caught you on that is if you don't like home base it after 3 months, then like she literally was blocked from it. No?
Well, sometimes it changes to her home base.
Oh.
And then we log in as we're traveling. And then it goes to my home base, and then she's traveling. It's really, I don't know, it's really weird.
I get,
When Seth watches it upstairs, he has to ask for a code from Netflix on my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we had to kick off Tim's mom, too, because she was on our Netflix as well.
Well, we kicked off Gavin and Laura, too, because I'm like, okay, come on now. You're actually married.
And right. Yeah. And expecting a baby. Congratulations, yeah, Grandma. Baby.
That's awesome.
I can't believe you're going to be a grandma.
I know. I can't either. I'm actually kind of okay with it now. At first I was like, grandma's like so old.
Well, are you going to be Grandma Steph? Are you going to be grandma? You have to think about this.
Yeah. I'm just grandma. And Jeff is definitely grandpa. He's like, I'm nothing else.
So what will Gavin's parents be the same? Or will they, you know how?
They told me at the Saxony dinner auction the other night, they were going to be Oma and Poppy.
Oh, is there like a story behind that?
No, I don't know.
No?
No.
I mean, like, is that what Gavin calls his grandparents?
No. Oh. No, they're called Nana.
Oma?
What's her? Liz said Oma is German.
Oh.
German for grandma.
Oh.
So
I didn't know that.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Is that true?
I hope so.
I feel like that's something we should know.
That
seems
that.
Like a
both
German.
My German grandparents were just called grandma.
I feel like that's a German word that we should know, just like, you know, eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
The little kleine Schule.
Stille Nacht.
Yeah, that's right. Auf Wiedersehen.
What's her name?
Is that German?
I don't know. Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah, that's German.
Okay.
What is her name? Gavin's mom's name.
Liz.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with her name. No. What is it? Oma and what?
Poppy.
Poppy.
Because I was like, oh, Papa.
What about?
Like, no, Poppy. So I was like, oh, okay. That's just what they want, I guess.
Is that German for grandpa?
No, I don't know. Actually, we talked about that. I forgot what German for grandpa is. But they were like, I thought that was
If it's Oma,
like
if Oma.
Mexican or Spanish.
If Oma's grandma, then maybe it's Opa.
Opa. That makes a lot more sense. But now you're making it sound Greek.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like
now
Opa?
I'm not sure.
Look at Max. He's really into it.
But, yeah. Oh, he is alcohol.
Oh, poor Maxie.
So, I told Laura, though, I'm changing her room. Her room is the new baby room.
Aw.
So.
Are you gonna like decorate it like a?
Oh, I think I might.
Yeah,
I already got my bathtub because she was all worried about whenever I watch the baby, how am I gonna keep the baby clean?
So you are going to watch the baby 2 days a week,
one day a week on Mondays.
Okay, on Mondays. So you're gonna switch your day off from Wednesday to
Monday. Oh no!
Oh, that's what it was. You're gonna still take 2 days off, but just one day is Grandma Day because you still need
Grandma Day.
You still need you still need Steph Day.
Right.
You have Grandma Day is Monday. Steph Day is Wednesday.
On Wednesday, that's right. The day that the laundry gets done and the grass mowing and all that stuff.
So will they go to a daycare the rest of the time, or?
Liz is gonna watch them one day a week as well.
Oh, cool.
So that would put Laura. And she's hoping to maybe switch off and take turns with all the different great grandmas.
Hmm.
And she's hoping to go back to work 3 days a week. So that would take care of it, and she wouldn't have to have a daycare at all.
Nice.
So
that would be great.
We'll see.
What's her due date?
Labor Day.
Really?
Brings a whole new meaning.
It sure does. Yeah. Oh, I get it.
And they're not going to find out. So we're not going to have a reveal party or anything. So I'm excited about that. I think the closer we get, it'll be a little stressful because everybody will want to know. I mean, and she's not keeping a secret name. So she'll be like, you know, it's either going to be this one or this one or this one, you know, whatever names. If it's
she better be careful who she tells it to, though, because you know how people like to steal cute baby names.
I know, but she did want a different name that one of the family members also picked. So she's like, maybe if I just tell everybody, then maybe they'll be like, oh, I can't have, but we don't have anybody else in the family that's pregnant. That's not true. Actually, Aaron's son, Ryan, is expecting a little girl who is only a couple of weeks sooner than Laura, but they already have their baby name.
Okay. Well, cause I was gonna say, anyway, if someone does that, that's a real asshole move anyway.
Oh, for sure.
Especially if it's within the family. Like if it's just some random person that happened to hear that Laura was going to name her baby that, but she doesn't really know that. And they, did you spark?
Max has an opinion.
Yeah. Mark, you didn't like that name, Maxie? Do you know what it is yet? The names? I mean, you don't have to tell me. Okay.
No, they're still thinking of
some. Oh, they're still deciding.
Yeah. She's okay. Like, I text her some. I'm like, what do you think of this or this? She's like, no. But she has a couple that they really like, but they haven't like put them in stone or anything just yet.
It's crazy that we're having grandbabies.
I know. It's so exciting.
They were just in school, like in kindergarten 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? What? Who else? Is there somebody else that is?
There's really not a whole lot of people around here that are my age that actually have grandkids.
Okay.
There's not. I mean, and Lauren's like, we're the first ones in our friend group.
That are there any married ones in the friend group? So Vanessa's married now. I mean,
not yet.
Oh yeah, she's not married yet. What am I talking about? Taylor. That's what I'm thinking of. Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor and Ross are. Vanessa's engaged.
I wonder if they'll have babies quick. It's crazy. I know what it was that Olivia and her Cameron got a house.
They did, but I don't know where they bought their house at.
The house across from West End.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I know. I didn't realize. I saw it on social media, and then I recapped with Julie last week and brought it up, and that's when she mentioned it was that house, and I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know why, like in my head, I was thinking it was like in Cape or something.
Well, I
don't know
why. I guess that's what I would have thought too.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. So like buying houses.
So he's going to be moving out. I mean, he was living in Washington, right?
I have no idea.
So he's moving, yeah.
Okay.
So he's been moving to Verona.
Crazy. The wild town of Verona.
That's right.
I guess we should get to recapping because that's why we're here supposedly.
Yeah.
We're already 22 minutes in. Dang, time goes by fast. Okay, so you don't watch The Bachelor, just to update everybody. You've recapped with me and Julie before,
mm-hmm.
But Laura gave you notes this time,
right.
And you didn't actually watch it yourself, right? Or did you watch the show, that Golden Bachelor episode that you recapped with us? Did you actually watch it?
No.
Okay, so you just recapped from her notes. But this time, you and I watched it together.
Well, I did.
And... so now you're speaking from your own experience, but you haven't seen any of the shows up until now. I gave you a brief summary of like the four women that made it to hometowns. First of all, I'm going to ask you, well, first of all, I just have to say from my personal viewpoint that I'm shook that Maria went home.
After one episode, I am as well.
In fact, I told you. When I was telling you about the four women, I just said it to you like, I mean, we know Rachel's going home. So, I mean, it's just a given. Rachel will be going home. So she's just kind of there, just
yeah,
like out
like,
of
no
obligatory.
Connection.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah.
And even watching it, it didn't feel like they were correct.
Right. No, it didn't. They were like hardly very kissy or very handsy or lovey or whatever. And I kind of quickly established that I don't really care for her. That mole, I don't really like that mole.
That's a Cindy Crawford like beauty mark. You mean you're talking about this one?
It confused me for a bit. I thought she would have the start of a mustache.
Oh. Yeah.
But
I mean,
family looks fun.
I don't mind Rachel. I just don't. I mean, I still say, now watch me say, there's no way she's gonna win, and she freaking win. I don't know what I'll do. I probably will do nothing. But I will just be shocked if she would win. But I'm just gonna say right now. I don't know. I am so torn between Daisy and Kelsey. At one minute, I think it's Daisy. And the next minute, I'm like, I don't know. I think it might be Kelsey.
Well, Kelsey, that they were very kissy.
Okay, you pointed that out.
So kissy. And they just looked super cute together. And then whenever he moved on to Daisy's, it was totally different. But they, I mean, and they were like huggy and stuff, but it seemed like he really also obviously liked her. I thought it was cute that they did the Christmas tree farm in the Christmas fashion when it was obviously not Christmas. but it was a Christmas tree farm.
Right.
But the fall, it was beautiful.
Yeah. You commented about that, right? It was beautiful. Like they were red trees. Like gorgeous. Red. So we looked it up and it's Becker, Minnesota. Because I didn't know where that was on a map. And it's pretty like parallel, because obviously it's in Minnesota and I'm in Wisconsin. It's very, very close on the same parallel as Crandon. So based on that, assuming that they have the change of leaves same time we do, it would probably be like late September, early October when they film that, I would guess.
Which seems like such a long time ago. So I can't
believe it really does.
That you, like, people don't, there's got to be people in the world that know the outcome.
There's a ton of people. There's spoilers out there. And I was almost panicking. My heart started pounding because I was scrolling my Instagram and there's this, he podcasts too, but his name is Reality Steve, but he's pretty big. But he specializes in spoilers. Like he tries to find all the spoilers in the season for the, because there's people out there that don't care. They just want, as soon as the season starts, they want to know who wins. And they, I can't fathom
that. It's
like reading
the end of the book. And
yes.
We just started it.
Right. So he specializes in that, but he, I actually thought I unfollowed him, but I obviously didn't because his post popped up in my feed and almost out of habit, it was like a slideshow and almost out of habit. I mean, it said the first slide was like warning spoilers or something. And just out of habit, I almost swiped right to look at the next post. And I was like, what am I doing? So I wasn't spoiled, but there's a ton of people that are. So it does get out, but I'm always
unspoiled. I mean, he's been on TV shows like crazy lately.
Yeah.
And they keep asking him, obviously.
What do you think of him? What, tell me your opinions of.
I like him. I mean, I even liked him when it very, very first started and then they were advertising for him. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really cute and he looks really sweet. He looks really kind of, you know, not sly at all.
Right. He doesn't look like a F-boy.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
He looks really innocent and just like a sweet guy.
What I loved about him, and he even proved it tonight, I love how, and I know you don't have anything to compare this to because you don't watch the show, but there's so many bachelors where any bachelorettes for that matter, but you feel like the show's been on so long that they seem like they use these canned phrases like, oh, I just want her to show her vulnerability with me. And, oh, I love being on this journey with you. And, oh, we really have this connection. And they just like use a different form of those few terms over and over again. And you're like, I'm learning nothing about you.
I was just going to say before you said that, he seems to be really good with words.
Very good. Very good with
words. The only thing I thought was hokey, and you pointed it out too, whenever they were writing on the little Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I hope our friendship blossoms, you know, or whatever. And I was like, oh my God.
No, for real. Them writing that is exactly the kind of stuff that the other bachelors just say on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I can't, it's just so boring. I'm like, no one talks like this. Okay, wait.
Jeff, I hope that my friendship with you and my love for you just grows and blossoms.
I mean, especially not now, but even like the first 2 weeks that you're dating, don't you feel like if a guy or a girl would say that to you, you'd be like, okay, no, you totally gave me the ick and I'm out.
Especially because you're a guy that said it.
Okay. I have to stop because we're almost at 30 minutes already. Okay. So we'll be right back. Okay. We're back. Okay. So anyway, Joey, I love how he articulates himself and he doesn't. Again, too, like at the, like usually in the hometowns, you start to feel like when Joey was talking to each of the parents, you almost feel like he says kind of the same thing. The regular bachelors say kind of the same thing to every parent, mm-hmm. but I felt like he really individualized kind of like individual things to the individual dads. I don't know. I just think he's by far the best bachelor that there's been in a long time. And again, I know you can't compare that to anything, but plus he's good looking.
He is very good looking.
We haven't had that good looking of a bachelor in quite a while either.
I mean, he's hot. Come on.
Okay, Maria. Okay, so let's see.
I told you, I said he has one thing in common with me. He has one eye that's more open than the other one.
You did say that.
And then we saw what another one or two people on there. Yeah, it's more common than
Rachel's mom had her one eye was bigger than the other as well.
Yeah. And what did I say? Whose dad was it?
Yes. So Steph had an absolutely great idea. It was Kelsey's dad.
Kelsey's dad, who's really attractive.
He is.
And so Kelsey's mom passed away a couple of years ago. So it's probably not time yet.
Yeah.
But I think that he should be on The Golden Bachelor.
Totally.
And if she doesn't get picked by Joey, she could be the Bachelorette and they could do a duo Bachelor, Bachelorette.
ABC, I hope you are listening, because when Steph said this, I was like, that is brilliant.
Because they're both so sweet.
Totally.
And then they could have like a little meeting between the two of them and be like, so what did you think of your person?
Yes.
What did you think of your person? And then
maybe they could do like, because with the regular Golden Bachelor, they, unlike the regular Bachelor, which is always 2 hours, they did the Bachelor in just one. So what they could maybe do is do like
an hour of each.
Yes. And maybe at like the end of each of their hours, they get together and like talk about, like Kelsey at the end of his hour could be like, well, how did yours go this time? And then at the end of her hour, they could, that's such a good idea.
We should write to them.
We should, no, they're totally listening.
Oh, well, that's true.
Steph, I mean.
Well, then do that.
Duh.
But then that means Kelsey won't get picked.
Yeah. Well, but that's okay because I love Daisy. So if Daisy, he doesn't pick Kelsey, he'll pick Daisy. And I love Daisy. And honestly, if Daisy's parents are married, so her dad can't be.
Yeah. Well, Daisy really looks, that would be odd.
Yeah.
Daisy really did look like a Daisy.
Wasn't she so sweet. Cute?
And did you notice how many of those girls were wearing mom jeans in that show?
No.
They're all wearing high rise.
Yeah. Well, high rise is. Now low rise are actually starting to come back.
Well,
do you not wear high rise?
I have a pair on right now. Right up to my boobs.
I rejected them for so long because, and I still stand by this, I honestly don't think that high rise jeans look great on anybody. And I know I'll have people come at me hard on that.
I agree with you.
Do you?
I would not tuck them in. I mean, there's no way I would tuck this shirt in because it would look like I'm wearing crop top because my jeans go so high. But at least they're like above like by your rib cage. So if you're really hungry, you're full, like you eat a lot, you're full, there's a lot of space in there now.
No,
there doesn't cut into your stomach.
Yes, but this is what I think.
Oh, and it makes you look poochy.
Yes, it makes you look poochy. That's what I think. I think that even if you don't have much of a pooch, that high rise comes up, it cuts into your waist, and it makes you look like you have a pooch. Even if you don't. And
for sure.
I also think it flattens people's asses. I think it makes you look like you have a flat ass if you have
high rise.
Yeah. Well, but
flat. It did look like that on those girls too.
I really don't think they flatter people that much.
Low rise jeans are either, but I always like the boot cut. Not the huge flare, but I do like a boot cut.
Well, those are coming back in too.
Well, in my mind, they never went away.
Okay. Well, I've had this argument with Allie and she's like, yeah, but mom, low rise jeans, like if you do have a pooch, which let's face it, most women do, they come down here and your pooch like falls over it.
Yeah. And that's just grosser.
And that is gross too. I agree. Unless you don't wear a shirt that shows the hangover. Let it hang over. But I think
it's hard to find shirts though these days that actually go past.
It really is. And that pisses me off too.
Yeah.
Like, can we not make a regular length t-shirt? It's hard to find.
It looks like you just knit a sweater and you just ran out. You put it all on the sleeves.
I I swear, even in the, but especially in the summer, when you go on most websites, it seems like 75% of their summer tops are crop tops. And I'm like, yeah.
And that's not built for people with boobs either.
It's not. And,
or it shouldn't be.
You know, plus over age 24, like, in my opinion, it pisses me off.
I agree.
But sure. I think mid-rise are the answer though, because I think mid-rise come right, usually right below the belly button. So it's above the pooch, but below the belly button.
And doesn't show your butt whenever you bend over.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's How did we get on the subject?
Mid-rise jeans with the boot cut.
But why did we even talk about that?
I don't know.
Oh, you said you noticed all the girls on the date were wearing high-rise jeans. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we'll move on to, so I liked Daisy. I liked her family. I really like where she lives, even though it would be cold. But then when we went to Maria, her dad.
Holy.
I'm pretty sure. Was a 70s rock star.
Yeah, I believe.
I bet him and Ozzy Osbourne were friends.
Yeah, or he was a backup singer for Kiss, one of the two.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
sure.
He was hardcore Bon Jovi kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff? I was going to say
now,
shit.
And then he's moved from being in a rock band to probably being a part of a mafia.
He is. Because
the music was really awful.
Well, and so many times.
No one else. Did you remember hearing any other hometown where they played music?
Well, yes, they do. That's what I was just going to say, is they play music always, but you just don't notice it because it just is so blended into the show and it just sort of like fits in that you don't really like hear it. But that was such an obvious soundtrack behind what they were showing that you noticed it right away. And as soon as you said it, I was almost going to say the same thing, but it was like total Godfather music that they were.
Oh my God. He should have been sitting in a red velvet chair holding a gun or a knife or something.
So true. And they played it later too.
No, they
did it twice. When he was talking to, I think her, when he was talking to Daisy, not Daisy, Maria, they were playing the music again. And I was like, what are they doing to him? I mean,
but then they said, even whenever he was talking to the dad, he said, well, maybe we'll have an Italian-Greek wedding. So, I mean, which part is the Italian and which part is the Greek?
I wonder, because
Maria looked kind of Greek. He looks kind of Italian. His wife looked like she was really hard to put up with. Girlfriend or whoever that woman was.
I wonder who that woman was, because they gave the story that she, like, her and her mom don't really have a relationship now because of the accident that they were talking about on the show about when she was one and her mom was really had mental health issues. So I really feel like that was not her mom. Plus it looked nothing like her. She was blonde hair and everything.
And she didn't talk to her.
At all.
She didn't sit down and talk. No, she didn't give her, she didn't get much screen time at all.
I feel like it was like maybe like her aunt, like her dad's sister or something.
It could be. And we both did say it was very strange that she's 29 and has not brought a single person home.
That is weird.
I mean, literally, I was just telling you, my 17-year-old son has had his girlfriend over for 8 months now.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's
common.
Normal. Yeah. I don't know when my kids have ever had a boyfriend or girlfriend
and you've never
brought them to bring him home.
So I guess I can sort of see in the end, whenever he didn't pick her, that she fully never actually opened up, and that's probably her problem this whole entire 29 years.
Maybe.
You know, if you're never going to show somebody, you know, take them to your family house or where even you live, surely she lived there in her 20s at maybe some point.
I would think, and I think it's a good point that, because honestly, it's actually not that uncommon, and I always think it's so weird, and I actually heard this on another podcast too where they talked about it, how they were like, how come so many of these girls say they've never brought anybody home to their family? I just think that that's not normal. But so many of these girls are young. And when I say young, I mean like 23, 24,
right,
which I still think that you would have brought guys home at 23 or 24, but she's 29 and never brought anybody home. So I do think that's very strange as well. But, and I know, I shouldn't say I know this is going to happen because I didn't think she'd be sent home tonight. But I don't necessarily want her to be the bachelorette, but I think she would make a super entertaining bachelorette. Like, I think she would be fun to watch, but I don't know that they'll pick her. They definitely should put Kelsey and her dad.
Yeah, I'm going for
that. That is such a good idea. I think that would be so, so good. But you're right. I'm not sure that her dad would be ready to date yet already.
Yeah, that's too soon, I think. But it depends.
But you never know. You never know.
2 years down the road.
I wonder how old he is. I mean, he was an attractive man. And he was very sweet. Like, he was so sweet.
Yeah, and she said she had an older sister. And she was, what, 24? Well, was it
Kelsey?
No, maybe I'm thinking of Daisy.
I get them confused, too. I forget how old Kelsey is. I feel like she's right in mid-20s. Joey's 28. I believe that Maria, for sure, I say for sure, is the oldest one of these four. But Rachel was 26. I do remember that. She's an ICU nurse, and she's 26. They kept showing that over and over. Like, we are forgetting who she is.
Who she is.
Wait,
well, no, okay. She shockingly was picked.
Let's talk about the airplane hangar.
Like, and the irrelevance of it.
What the freak? I was so confused when, and especially because they made such a conscious effort of showing the girls getting out of the limo with that plane in the background. You almost thought they were going to board the plane.
Well, the steps were even down.
Yes, they were.
And then there was another plane in the hangar along with this red carpet and odd things sitting around. Yet they didn't do anything with it at all. They didn't like take off in the plane. They didn't show up in a plane.
We talked about it would have made sense if, like, because there's been several seasons ago, there was a bachelor who was a pilot. Now that would have made sense if it was, his name was Peter. If it would have been his hometown date. And they would have been in an airplane hangar. That would have made sense. I would have totally got it. But this made no sense.
What does Joey do?
He is a tennis pro.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Like,
so they should have set that up on a tennis court.
Right.
Right? That would have
made... And then they could have been like, is this love?
Well, very good stuff. They did use that in their promos before the show.
Oh, did they?
Will
yeah.
Oh,
well, see, so look at that.
That was just a very random thing. I would love to, I bet you $1,000 there's going to be all kinds of memes on the internet about the airplane hangar and people being like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, that was weird. And what the heck was it about that Maria's telling him? Oh, I need to talk to you.
He's telling what?
Whenever she said, Maria, the purple dress girl. Right?
Yeah.
And said, okay, I'll talk to you.
Yes! Like, and then it was
and
so
anticlimactic. And then all the girls were looking at her like, what is it that you think you need to say right now? It didn't even work for her.
And they cliffhanger it. And I did fall for it because I was like, they rarely do this at hometown. I mean, they sometimes do that during the show, but rarely at hometowns do they have someone like be like, hey, wait, can I talk to you for a minute? And all she said was, I really made a mistake. And I should have said I'm falling in love with you, but I just want to tell you now I'm falling in love with you. Okay, thanks. Great. Okay, let's go back. And then
she goes, what was that all about?
And she goes, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she goes, I don't know. And Rachel's like, okay. I'm like,
if you don't know, I don't know. I'm asking you.
That was just so...
I'll tell you later, at some point later.
I feel like that seemed, honestly, to me, that seemed like something the producers told her to do. I really think that would be like a thing where the producers would be like, oh, hey, so you kind of regretted not telling him that you were falling in love with him. You know what I think? Maybe you better pull him aside. That's the last time you're going to see him. You should probably pull him aside before the rose ceremony, just so he knows, because you never know. I really feel like that was manipulated.
And then if that's the case, and then she gets kicked off, and then she's sitting in her car like that, and she's looking like really upset, not upset that she didn't get picked, but like, what the heck? She's probably pretty ticked at the producer.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them are ticked at their producers. Although this season has been one of the best in a long time, that they don't, it doesn't make it seem like they hate all the people on the show, that they actually like give them decent edits. But I also think that they were thinking in the back of their heads, if she does do that, is this going to make a great cliffhanger before a commercial? And then, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a TV show. So sometimes I kind of get it. But it seemed so random, and it was very anticlimactic because even Joey didn't have much of a reaction to it. He was just kind of like, okay, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah.
I wonder, I'm sure someone will ask him this, but I wonder, I'm assuming that he was going to pick Rachel either way. Like, I wonder if that happening changed his mind, or if Like, if he was going to pick Maria and then decided not to?
If I were him, I would think I would let it change my mind, because that just tells you again that they have issues.
And that she's wishy-washy. And that
she's reserved and she's wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Like she was already earlier in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't even seen all the other prior shows, but he has said that that has been their continual problem.
Right.
So at the end, I just still have doubts. Well, having her do that also would have made him doubt, you know, what else is she going to try?
And I'm glad you brought that up too. When he did pull her after he sent her home, there again, two things. First of all, I thought he articulated very well what he said to her,
yeah,
and was very specific about why he is sending her home. But also, he, to me, seemed very, like, sure about the decision. So,
yeah, he wasn't teary-eyed.
No, he wasn't teary-eyed at all. He didn't seem like this is another classic Bachelor move at this point, is like where the Bachelor is even like so distraught that he has to send this person home, and it's like, oh, I just feel so bad, and you're just such a great person, and blah, like they just pile on the accolade, you know, almost to the point where like, well, then why the hell are you sending her home, right, if she's so great? And he didn't do that at all. He pretty much just like was matter of fact and said, I just had too many doubts, and I can't pick you if I have that many doubts, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it totally makes sense. But I also respected who, I think it was Maria's dad, who asked about if he's telling Maria that he's falling for her, is he also telling the other girls?
Right, because then that means nothing.
Right. And then Joey confirmed saying, I'm not telling any of the girls that I'm falling for them, because I feel like those words need to be just to the one person I pick. Which again, thank you. Like, that makes way more sense, because in so many other episodes, it's been so much more common in the first, like, I don't know, 10 seasons, they would not come anywhere close to saying, the lead would not come anywhere close to telling anyone that they loved him, that were falling for him or anything. Then they got to this point where they kind of were doing that. By this time in the hometowns, they were letting the lead like say that. And then by the fantasy suites, which is next week, they were supposedly even like kind of telling the women, like all of them, that they love them. So like, oh, I'm in love with three women. And you're like,
The Golden Bachelor did that.
Jerry did it. You're right.
Jerry told all of those ladies he loved them. And then whenever they asked him, he was like, I loved you at the time. And I was like, what the hell? Loved you at the time.
Yeah.
I loved you in that moment.
Which makes no sense.
No,
not that's real life.
Lust.
Not in, yes. And it's also, I think, so also to give him a little bit of like grace with that, I sometimes feel like all these people are caught up in this
moment.
Excuse me, Bachelor bubble. And their lives are 1000% focused on this show, and on like all the girls are focused on that guy. He's just focused on figuring out who he loves. They can't have their phones. They have no contact with the outside world. They're just like brain. That's all they can be obsessed with.
Right.
So you almost think that they can start to lead themselves to believe, because then you also have the producers, because they each have their own producer and that they talk to and is like their confidant. And it's their job, basically, I feel like, for the producer to encourage whoever they're like in charge of to give the people what they want to see. So I feel like it's so ingrained in The Bachelor for them to have to say they love each other by the end, that they say and manipulate sort of, I mean, I think it is manipulation to convince them that they're in love with this person by the end. And they feel like they are.
To them like seven times.
Right. It is a crazy, crazy. It's kind of why I like Love is Blind, even though that's completely unrealistic too. I think in Love is Blind, they have more realistic, I'm going to check what time we're at here, more realistic conversations about things that actually you should be talking about in a relationship, like finances and kids and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They actually have those conversations. You don't hear those conversations in The Bachelor hardly ever, which I think is like, how do you not talk about those things before you get engaged? Like, right. What?
You should
find that out after you're engaged.
By the way, I'm in Budapest.
Well,
and I've been married before and I have three children.
One person joked that this was like, it wasn't even like just joking. It literally was, a thing. I don't remember who it was, but they said that it was funny because after they were engaged and like filming stopped, they were like, so what's your phone number? they realized that they didn't even know each other's cell phone number, what's your middle name? So yeah.
Crazy.
So are you going to watch the rest of the season?
I am interested in seeing the next episode now because it looked really pretty dramatic. And I'm really surprised since, again, first of all, you told me that's not who was going to get picked. And then it was. And then I was shocked myself even after just watching like less than 2 hours. So
yeah,
we'll see.
This has been
who it is who wants to talk. But you know what? That exact same thing happened on Golden Bachelor. And one of the girls had sent Derry a note and said, we need to talk.
Who was that? I forgot that.
I think it was the maid, the lady he married.
Teresa?
Was it her? I don't know.
I forgot.
But yeah, he was summoned to go and talk to whomever.
Why don't I remember who that was? Now I'm gonna have to look that up.
Actually, I don't think it was Teresa.
It has happened before too on The Bachelor that they get notes and stuff like that. And again, I know they have to make the previews, you know, they have to drop stuff like that to make it look like it's so serious. And then when it actually happens, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I get it. They have to do that. But so this is how the timeline should look, just so you know. There really should only be like 3 more weeks of it. So next week will be the fantasy suites. Then,
but you say they're all in the same place. They don't go to like vacation resorts or anything.
No, they're all in the same place. He just has, it's like 3 different days he spends with like a day with each of them, a day and night with each of them. But the night is without cameras. So my impression from all these years of watching it is that's, I guess, when they're having all these finance, kids, religion conversations, probably. I don't know why they can't have them in front of the camera. I feel like that would be good content to watch. But anyway, so there'll be the fantasy suite episode next week. Then they have what they call the women tell all, which is where they bring all the women so far back into a studio and they have just like a
bashing of everybody.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then they'll have the finale. And the finale is always like 3 hours. It's like 2 hours of the show and then 1 hour that's like him and who he picks or a version thereof. But so 3 more weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't probably care about the women tell all.
No, you probably wouldn't even understand most of it because it'll be with all people that weren't even on this episode. Maria will probably, or she will. Maria, I'm sure, will be on it, but that would be the only person that you.
That would be crazy if her dad comes back and puts a hit on.
And puts what?
Puts a hit on him.
you mean the Godfather?
Yeah.
You know.
He's like, I told you, you would be much more than family. And I guess that's true.
All of a sudden, like you just see a gun like peeking up between the chairs.
And all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is like Emma Thompson's.
Yeah. I though have to say, I thought he ended up being much better spoken, well spoken than I thought he would be.
Yeah, he did do a better job than I thought he would.
I thought he was, they even made that seem like that. They made it seem like they were going to, they did. They made him seem like they were a family out of the Godfather. Like they were going to be these rough and tough people and like push them against a wall and, you know, threaten their lives. And
they didn't even say who those boys were either. If those were her brothers.
They did say they're her brothers. They did say that.
Okay.
They did say
that.
But
was her friend.
Yes.
So those are her brothers and those are her friend.
Yeah.
But going back to Kelsey, I can't imagine, surely she didn't grow up like basically on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
I wonder. I'm curious about that place where they
met. I mean, maybe that's just where he lives now.
Maybe. That could be. And, you know I've heard this before. They don't ever say it on the show, but I've heard before that they sometimes just, like, rent out places to film this, like, this part of the show. Like, maybe, who knows, maybe they don't even live in New Orleans now, but because that's where she grew up, that's where she wanted to, like, have her hometown.
But that other chick was from Honolulu. Could have flown over to Hawaii.
Hell yeah.
Instead of being in California.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. So I can't even imagine growing up on a street in inner city New Orleans.
I would be
the
curious.
The guy who bought the Florida condo from there, they were literally up from, their address was like Canal Street.
Really?
But I'm pretty sure he was in the mafia.
Well, maybe it was Maria's dad.
Maybe. I didn't see him.
That was because the rest of them all had like houses. I guess. Did they really show Maria's? Yeah, they walked up to a house. Because when she left, she was standing on the sidewalk outside the house because she didn't say I love you, and she was kind of standing out there.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
they were sitting outside watching the TV outside with all of them creepily looking out the window watching them.
I know what else you pointed out that I don't think I ever really put together. Like, it was very obvious, but I never really thought about it. But when they got to Maria, you said, God, they all look very different. And they do. Like, he doesn't have a type at all.
Oh, no. All four of these girls look extremely different.
Totally different.
I thought you meant all Maria's family. I'm like, no, they all look like they were Hawaiian.
No, the girls. And they do. All look different. So you can't say that Joey has a type because he definitely, like a physical type, because he definitely does not. They all are different.
No, they're very different.
I mean, they're all pretty, but they all look very different, which I thought was an interesting point that I
never thought to. And I like to put different looking girls on there instead of all just...
No, totally.
Yeah. Same thing.
So, yeah. Any other comments?
No, not really. It was interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So what's next on your... What's the next place you're traveling?
Well, I'm not traveling. I'm going down to the condo in April, and then we're going in May. But for vacation, we're going to Rhode Island.
I heard you guys kind of talking about that on the trip, and I meant to ask you about it, but then I forgot. That's fun.
We are flying into Boston, and we're driving down to Newport. We're staying in Newport.
Nice. Now. Like, yeah. Everyone? Is everyone going?
You know, I don't know what the... I don't know. I hope so, but probably not, because... Katie graduates in May and then was offered a job at a hospital in St. Louis. So she's going to be moving to St. Louis. And I think she's supposed to start June 9th or 10th. And I don't really see her being able to take a week off, like a month later.
Yeah.
So, but she will be going down to the condo in May with us. And then Laura and Gavin are planning on going along. But that is the end of July. So that puts him only maybe 5 weeks before the baby comes. So I don't know. It really depends on how she does.
Yeah.
Throughout. I mean, she feels great right now, but we're only at like 13 weeks.
Sure.
So we'll see. But I mean, I hope so. I hope they can go along.
So tell me again, what dates are you going? You know the dates yet?
July, like 22nd or 23rd through the 29th or something.
So I don't think I told you this. I've really told that many people, and I don't really know why, but I'm really, really excited. So Tim surprised Allie. So his German partners, they all have they're brothers, and they have daughters that are like late teens, I would say, ish.
Okay.
And then there's another like log buyer that works. It doesn't matter, but he works in the whole IVT, IVC family. Okay, we're back. First of all, I'm going to apologize for the last full minute of this previous segment because I listened back to see where we ended because it got cut off. And it was like I couldn't think of words.
I kept...
And that's what we've been talking about ever since.
Yeah,
then.
We just were talking about it. But I felt like I was trying... I was thinking about three other things while I was trying to tell that story. And it kept... So I'm going to apologize full up for that last minute. Wow. I hope the rest of the hour wasn't like that because holy crap. So the gist of the story is, Steph, that we got tickets to Taylor Swift in Hamburg.
Germany.
And well, we didn't get them. Tim's partners in Germany got them because it apparently, and I'm probably going to explain this wrong, but it must be easier for individuals to get tickets over there because they don't have like the third party, like
buy-up system.
Yeah. They don't have that there, or it's much more restricted over there. So it's easier for individuals to buy up tickets. That's how I understand it. So they got 8 or 12 or a big number like that. So me and Allie are going to Taylor Swift along with Pitt's wife, Tim's wife, their girls, and then another log buyer and his wife and their girls. And we're going to Taylor Swift in Hamburg at the end of July.
I heard that over there, whenever she sings in other countries, everything's in German.
Really? That would be, well, I'll be your same. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf.
Das gut.
That is gut. Das gut. Still
well,
enough.
That is super exciting. Does Allie know?
Yes. So Tim surprised her when we were in Newark to see her in December. And she was very, very shocked. She almost started crying. She might have even started crying.
Oh. And even then, it was her dad that surprised her.
Yes, it was. And so I was even surprised because he had told me that there was a chance that this would happen, but he hadn't told me that it was for sure. So I was even kind of surprised, but I'm very excited because we were supposed to go to Germany 2 years ago for Oktoberfest and Tim got COVID like a day before we left. So we couldn't go. So I've never been to Europe at all. And so I'm excited to do that.
And we know you have your passport.
I have my passport. So I'm excited, but no, we were talking about how, because we were listening to that last minute, and it seemed like I couldn't come up with words, which got Steph and I in the conversation of our memory. Do you think that's age? Like I
hope not, because it's only going to get worse.
I can't. It's terrible. Like we were just talking before we came back here about like how if I read a book and the next week I try to tell someone what the book is about, I'm like, well, I remember this one part. That's about it. I will struggle to remember the ending of books.
I am the same
way. How is that possible?
I don't know. Well, I was just telling you that I'm listening to a book right now. It's 14 hours long and I'm like 4 hours in thinking, I feel like I've read this. It sounds very familiar, but I don't have a clue how it ends.
Isn't it scary? Kind of.
It is scary.
I get scared.
And also whenever you were asking me about Netflix and asked me what I was watching, I'm like, hell if I know. I don't. We just go to the most recently watched. Oh, that sounds good. I think we're watching so that.
Oh, we were watching Suits yesterday? Okay. Yeah, so I guess we'll watch that again.
We'll just watch that until it's over.
Well, that's another good example. Because, and granted, I know Suits is like 8 seasons long. And so it takes a really long time to watch it. So it kind of makes sense. But I'll talk about Suits with someone. And they'll be in like, say, season 4. And they'll talk about a part that happened and I'll think, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't remember that episode whatsoever. But then I'll talk to other people that are young that have watched it and I'll say, oh, I'm at the part where they do this and this and this. And they're like, oh, isn't that in season 6? How do you remember that? How would you possibly remember that was in season 6? I'm so envious of people that have good memories.
Well, it's like that too with the girls and friends. If you're watching the show Friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, that was in such and such season. I'm like, I don't have a clue. I don't even.
Well, now I will say, I can't do that. I know every episode of Friends and I've probably seen every episode 20 times, but I cannot say, oh, that was season 5, episode 11. That I cannot do. Yeah.
I have no idea.
It does worry me though, because I have Alzheimer's on both sides of the family, as like mom's side and dad's side, and it kind of worries me.
I don't. We don't. I said the same problem.
Really?
Everybody used to say, well, you just have a lot going on. Or you have a lot, you know, you're thinking about a lot. Well, a lot
that's
of things.
True, though.
But it's not right now. I don't have a whole heck of a lot going on. There shouldn't be any reason why I can't remember what I didn't watch, what I watched yesterday.
That's true. It's so bad. I know. I can't. I envy people who can tell you like a conversation that they had with someone yesterday, and they can say, oh, I know this is gossip, but they can say, oh, I heard that XYZ and XYZ and XYZ. And if it's me, I'll just say, oh, I remember X. That's it.
And not the rest.
I don't remember XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. Just X. That's it. I don't remember anything else. So I can't even gossip properly because I probably am the one spreading the rumors that it's a totally wrong thing.
Well, I mean, and it's in every topic too. I could talk to, like, I'll talk to Katie and I'll be like, so how's your week? And she's like, well, Monday I have some classes, and then Tuesday I'm working, and Wednesday I have clinicals, and Thursday I'm doing this, and Friday I'm babysitting. And then I took her 2 days later and I'm like, so have you had clinical yet? And she's like, Mom, I just told you. I don't have a clue. I know on Fridays she babysits this little kid named Kaniki. That's it. The whole entire rest of the week, I'm like, I do not know. Every single day is different. And I know that you told me yesterday, and you'll probably tell me again in 2 days, because it is a set. This is what she does every week. And I still don't know.
I'm
not because I'm not listening to you.
I know. It's
I
true.
Do listen.
And that's the other thing. A lot of times I will physically be like, okay, I'm going to listen to this person. I'm just going to focus in. I'm going to listen to this whole entire story. And then they'll tell me the story. And then the next day I'll try to recall the story, and I will maybe be able to sum it up, but I won't remember details. Mm-hmm. And I hate that. Tim remembers things very, very well, which doesn't bode well for me because he remembers everything. I don't remember anything.
I have the ability to remember most of Jeff and I's conversations.
Well, lucky you.
And I'll bring that back.
I wish I could. I can't.
That might be the only thing I ever remember.
Are we the only ones with this problem? Somebody tell us. Are we the only ones? I don't.
Phone in 1-888. You care.
Oh, wait. Who went home tonight on the bench? I'm just kidding. I remember it was
the girl in the purple dress, whatever her name was. I forgot.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up. I know you've told me your favorite Bible verse. I always, do you have another Bible verse that you like, that you would like to end with?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
And that is that. Do you know which one that is?
Is that Philippians?
Maybe? It might be Philippians 4 for something. But I like that one too. What is it again? Say it again.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's terrible. I didn't mean to say that. What?
What did you just say two seconds ago?
In December.
You know how every December they're like, oh, if you take one, read one chapter at the beginning of December, by the time you get to Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you'll have read all of Mark.
Oh.
Or whichever gospel it is. Mm-hmm. So then I did that.
You don't remember which one?
No. So I did that. And then I was like, I can keep doing this. So then I read John, and I read Luke. And then I asked Katie, I was like, what is a good book to read? And she said Romans. So I read Romans. And now I'm going to start on Proverbs.
Proverbs is, I really like Proverbs. I like Psalms too. Psalms is very, very long.
Yeah. Those shorter ones.
But it's so, I like Psalms and Proverbs because they're so like upbeat. I feel like. Like they're very positive. And
yeah, and that's kind of how Romans was.
Is it?
But I've noticed when reading the Gospels, it is literally all the same thing. It's just wrote by somebody different. And it's, you know, like one.
Well, I know like the crucifixion is in two or three of them, uh-huh. Right? I mean, their own version or their own story or whatever.
Yeah.
Back in college, I read the whole Bible. I think I read it. I don't remember. Are you kidding me? I don't remember. I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I did it. But I read it from, it took me, I think, 2 years, you know? And like I said, I don't remember if I read a chapter a day or what it was, but it took a very long time.
And it's so weird because you think you just read it from cover to cover, but no, you just sort of pick and pick and choose. I think if once I'm done with Proverbs, I think I might do Genesis next.
I did cover to cover. I went in a row when I did it. I do remember that the worst book to read was Numbers, because it literally a bunch of the chapter, I mean, yeah, our book is about literally numbers, like talking about, and I remember exactly,
the
but
threes and
this,
the sevens
this
and
town,
the twelves and the,
yes, like they, stuff. Like it covers numbers of tribes in this area and the number of tribes in this area. And it's very boring. It's super boring. So that one was not a, don't read that one.
Just skip that one.
Yeah.
I forget it anyway.
But anyway, okay. So that was the Bible. Thank you very much for joining me. Yes. I appreciate it. And
thanks
so you'll have to let me know what you think of the ending.
I will.
Okay.
I'll text you during it.
And then, okay.
Kind of like Julie did. Airport? What?
Yeah. Right. It's so true. But then we'll have to just podcast for fun sometime.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye. Love you.